News, number 10.
At 8 hours Universal Time, here is the news on The Voice of America. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. President Suharto of Indonesia has announced he will call new general elections amid mounting calls for him to step down after 3 decades in power. But in an address to the nation Tuesday, Asia's longest-serving leader stopped short of resigning outright, saying his leadership is needed to continue to guide Indonesia through its economic and political crisis. From Jakarta, VOA's Nick Simeone has details.
President Suharto says he wants new elections for a new parliament and says he will not accept another term as president. In the meantime, his government, which appears to be losing support by the day, will be reshuffled and will work through the Constitution and Parliament to put in place a transition to new leadership. President Suharto ruled out an immediate resignation, something thousands of students and others across this country have been demanding. He says that would not be wise, adding that he feels there is still much he can do to serve the interests of the people. The news initially caused the nation's currency, the rupiah, to shoot up against the dollar. But much uncertainty still hangs over this nation. Wednesday could be a pivotal day when nationwide demonstrations against the Suharto government are expected. Nick Simeone, VOA News in Jakarta.
Meanwhile, thousands of students have converged on the National Parliament building in Jakarta today to demand Mr. Suharto's ouster. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's latest round of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders has failed to break their 14-month negotiating deadlock. Ms. Albright met on Monday in London with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. A U.S. spokesman said there was no breakthrough. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denies reports he secretly agreed to withdraw from 13% more of the West Bank. Mr. Netanyahu said, however, new ideas were advanced.
We had serious discussions. We had some new ideas that were discussed now in Washington that were not discussed before. It's too early to say whether this will provide a breakthrough. We're in constant touch with the United States.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the presidents of Egypt and France, have called for a new Mideast peace conference to give new hope and energy to the peace process. Russia and Iran have brushed aside U.S. and Israeli criticism and say they will step up cooperation in non-military nuclear technology. Russian Atomic Energy Minister Yevgeny Adamov says work to complete Iran's $850 million nuclear power plant will not be Russia's only project there. Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says Islamabad is showing restraint in not testing a nuclear device. But he says, however, pressure is mounting by the hour to respond to India's 5 nuclear tests. VOA Islamabad correspondent Meredith Buell reports.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, speaking to reporters in Islamabad, says Pakistan continues to show restraint in not testing a nuclear device.
I think we want to show to the world that Pakistan is a responsible country. It can exercise restraint on itself. If India is doing out of sheer madness, we don't have to blindly follow suit. But of course, whatever we do will be dictated by our security concerns, will be dictated by our national interest.
Mr. Sharif says Pakistan is disappointed at what he called the lukewarm response of the international community to India's nuclear tests. The Prime Minister says the pressure is mounting by the hour for Pakistan to test a nuclear device, although he did not say when a final decision will be made. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Islamabad.
British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook is scheduled to begin a visit to Ankara today in an effort to improve strained relations between Turkey and the European Union. Mr. Cook is to meet with his Turkish counterpart Ismail Cem and Prime Minister Mesut Yılmaz. Turkey says it wants to start negotiations to join the European Union. Russian President Boris Yeltsin plans to summon leaders of parliament to the Kremlin this week to urge speedy ratification of the START II nuclear disarmament treaty. In announcing the meeting Monday, a Kremlin spokesman said ratification of the treaty is too important a question to be left up to political ambitions. The communist-controlled Russian lower house, the Duma, has delayed ratification, citing security concerns and the cost of demolishing missiles. Yugoslavia has been plunged into political crisis with the ouster of Prime Minister Radoja Konović. He was dismissed in a no-confidence vote Monday in the Federal Assembly in Belgrade. Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic is calling political party leaders together later today to find a replacement for Mr. Kontic. At the same time, Montenegro's president, Milo Djukanovic, has called his republic's parliament into emergency session to formulate a response to developments in Belgrade. He then announced the dismissal of the prime minister as part of a plan to undermine his republic's reform-minded administration. U.S. share prices closed lower today amid worries of the government's antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft. The price of gold in New York sold at $299.60 an ounce. This is VOA News. The Bahamas has repatriated 65 Cuban rafters after holding them in Nassau detention center for months. The boat people left Nassau aboard a chartered flight Monday. Bahamian officials say 196 others in detention will be sent back to Cuba as soon as possible. Immigration officials say the refugees did not meet conditions that would have allowed them to qualify for political asylum. The deportees included three baseball players and a coach. The United States says it has completed the largest, most comprehensive drug money laundering case in the history of U.S. law enforcement. At a joint Washington news conference, Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin and U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno said Mexican bankers and drug dealers were among those swept up in the investigation. VOA's William Kaufman reports.
Ms. Reno says the arrests of more than 100 people and the seizure of $35 million is a major step forward in the fight against international drug cartels and the money laundering that fuels it.
Today is a very bad day for drug dealers in this hemisphere, but we're not going to let up. We're going to keep the heat on drug suppliers and money managers. We're working to poison our children and bring us this misery.
More than 20 Mexican banking officials with alleged links to drug cartels in Juarez, Mexico, and Cali, Colombia, are among those named in the indictments to be prosecuted in Los Angeles. Mr. Rubin's Treasury Department led the investigation that involved several other U.S. agencies and many state and local police departments. He says his department has been in touch with Mexican authorities and looks forward to working with them as the investigation proceeds. William Kaufman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department and 20 states have filed separate lawsuits against computer giant Microsoft, accusing it of anti-competitive practices in the software industry. The antitrust lawsuits follow the collapse of negotiations Saturday. Microsoft is accused of using its dominance with its Windows software to illegally stifle competition in other parts of the computer industry, especially the market for Internet browsers. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates vows to fight back, insisting the government is stifling innovation.
We believe an antitrust lawsuit is counterproductive, costly to the taxpayers, and ultimately will be unsuccessful in the courts. I'm very disappointed we couldn't reach an agreement with the government.
Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates. A new book by a former business partner of President Clinton alleges Mr. Clinton knew about a fraudulent bank loan but lied about it in a videotaped testimony for a 1996 trial. The Washington Post reports the allegation is made in the memoirs of the late James McDougal, who along with his wife Susan was a partner in the Whitewater land deal. McDougal recently died in prison while serving time for bank fraud. President Clinton's lawyer says the accusation is absolutely false. The U.S. Senate has begun debate on legislation to increase government regulation of the tobacco industry and raise the price of cigarettes by more than a dollar a pack. The sponsor, Republican Senator John McCain, accused the industry of marketing cigarettes to children and urged his fellow lawmakers to end the practice. These are the Hour's news headlines. Indonesian President Suharto refuses widespread calls for him to step down immediately, saying he will do so only after new elections are held. U.S. Secretary of State Albright's latest talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders fails to break through their negotiating deadlock, and Russia and Iran brush aside U.S. and Israeli criticism of their plans to boost nuclear
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！听啊，点儿啊。